5 songs you need to listen to this week by Raisa Bruner. Drake is back with a vengeance on Scorpion, the Toronto rapper's first output since last year's blockbuster More Life. Florence and the Machine once again bestows on listeners a gift of an album full of ethereal sentiments and her mesmerizing voice. Bailey busts out with a debut single that's as confident and unapologetic as it is catchy. Liz Hewitt, a former Taylor Swift backing singer, has plenty of things to say for herself, and in perfect pop style, tinged with humor. An indie favorite, Mitski, finds a disco groove on new single Nobody off her upcoming album, making a beautifully exasperated case for being alone. Nobody, Mitski. Mitski, an indie rock singer-songwriter who opened for Lorde on her most recent tour, routinely switches gears from delicate to emotionally savage. On Nobody, the second single off her upcoming album, Be the Cowboy, she finds a new mode, buoyant resignation to a dark reality. The disco pop track is about as close as Mitski has come to mainstream radio fare, with its bubbly beat, toe-tap ready hi-hat, and her sweet croon recalling another era. But listen closely, and the lyrics are devastating. I don't want your pity, I just want you near me, she admits, morose even as she sings with tender uplift. And I know no one will save me, I'm just asking for a kiss. Give me one good movie kiss and I'll be all right. Like all the best dance songs, Mitski's smartly catchy melody hides a story of loneliness despite it all, flecked with strains of both jubilant independence and despair. MYOB or whatever, Bailey. Bailey, a Brooklyn-born and bred singer-songwriter, is no stranger to the music world. She started performing as a student at the famed LaGuardia High School before getting signed with her band, The Skins. But now, as a solo artist on her debut single, MYOB or whatever, that stands for Mind Your Own Business, by the way, Bailey lets loose with her own defiantly independent new sound. Co-written with pop music mastermind Justin Tranter, MYOB or whatever defies categorization. As Bailey swings between sing-rapping and bombastic chorus over groovy guitar. As a summer jam, its carefree swagger is hard to beat. Maybe when I sober up, you won't be so quick to judge, she winks. We can get back to falling in love. Responsible, Liz Hewitt. Responsible starts with a deep, exasperated sigh. Then it launches into the story. There's bourbon in the bathtub, eyelashes in the sink. I'm trying not to throw up on my thrift store mink. You can imagine what follows. Liz Hewitt, a Nashville-trained artist, best known up until now as a background singer for Taylor Swift, has Swift's talent for narrative specificity when it comes to song. But her sound is all her own, a breathy rock and roll take on pop that is as immediately catchy as it is deeply honest. If you've ever had a messy night out or found yourself making excuses for getting behind on the minutiae of adult life, Hewitt provides a relatable sing-along with a sense of humor over it all. It could be worse, she says tongue-in-cheek. I could be responsible. 8 out of 10, Drake. As luck would have it, I've settled into my role as the good guy. Drake raps on 8 out of 10 off his new double side album, Scorpion. I guess luck is on your side. The Toronto rapper changes his mind a few lines later, but this might be the ultimate Drake line, an admission that he is, indeed, a breed of hip-hop star willing to lean into the softer image that he's courted over the course of his blockbuster musical career. 8 out of 10 certainly is Drake in good guy mode, at least musically. It's a gentle, lush beat, and Drake is in no rush to get his lines out. After all, he reflects in the track, he's still on top of the game. The outro, a spoken clip from another artist, doubles down. I don't get paid to argue with you. True, Drake. True. No Choir, Florence and the Machine. On the closing track of her new album, High as Hope, Florence Welch leans into the banality of sentimentality in stirring fashion. And it's hard to write about being happy, because the older I get, I find that happiness is an extremely uneventful subject, she reflects a cappella. All you get is Welch's pure voice, trilling a little as it trails away. And there will be no grand choirs to sing, no chorus could come in about two people sitting doing nothing. But the song, which comes in under 3 minutes, still builds to a satisfying orchestral peak. Just like everyday love, it's a good reminder that so often happiness is in the little, lovely things.